Seguimos en donde mismo. Somos los muchachos que ustedes nos ayudaron.
Two men call, speaking Spanish. They're Cubans, they say. They don't want to be filmed by us, but they're somewhere in the forest, scared and hungry. Food packed, Ossoleni Foundation goes to meet them. The refugee charity does this any time, day or night. They also document the pushbacks they see at the Polish-Belarus border, like this Kurdish family, returned across the border in a police truck, despite allegedly wanting to apply for asylum.
Temperatures are going low. We have here fatalities already, and there will be more if the state of emergency will not end and if the Polish government will not act according to law.
Somewhere out in the border's forests shiver an unknown number of Afghans, Iraqis, Syrians, Kurds, Cubans and more. They're trapped out in the cold between two countries that don't want them. Now, this is interesting. Have a look. As soon as our team got close to the border, all of us got a text in English saying, "The Polish border is sealed. Belarusian authorities told you lies. Go back to Minsk. Don't take any pills from Belarusian soldiers." And then there's a link to a Polish government website explaining that people who cross the border illegally might be imprisoned.
Belarus, they are pushing you towards the border to Poland.
Footage like this is being released by the Polish authorities. It's the only view inside an emergency exclusion zone at the border, 3 kilometres deep. Journalists and NGOs aren't allowed in. Poland doesn't deny the pushbacks. I talked to the border police spokeswoman about it.
Under the European Convention on Human Rights, that is illegal because migrants need to be given a chance to properly apply for asylum, and if they're being pushed back, then they don't get that chance.
But these people aren't interested in staying in Poland. They say they want to go to Germany or the UK.
But how do you know if they're not wanting to claim asylum, if they're not being given the chance to claim asylum because they're being pushed back?
When they find out that being covered by international protection means that they have to stay in Poland and live here, they want to go back to their country of origin.
It's not an argument that convinces the United Nations Refugee Agency.
Most of them are in direct need of humanitarian assistance. You cannot leave people to die in the forest because it's simply it's inhumane.
Poland wants to tell the world it's responding to this crisis. It's not the cause of it.
Alexander Lukashenko creates this kind of migratory movement to punish European Union and Poland in priority for supporting opposition on Belarus.
But this border crisis is a humanitarian one, as well as a political and border security one, and lives literally are on the line. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Poland.